name's Karen Cullock, and I'm a team manager for an organisation called Includum. I've been a team manager with Includum for a year and a half next month, so I'm still quite a newbie, and in amongst kind of line management responsibility within the social care field. Includum, I'm not sure if people here have heard about Includum. I'm hopeful that there's a number of people around here that have. Includum is an organisation that works with young people between the ages of 5 years old up to about 21. We're registered from as young as five. We work with the most socially isolated and excluded young people, some of whom are high tariff, persistent young offenders leading very chaotic and vulnerable lives. Some young people are referred to us because we have been asked to support in their foster placements to prevent them breaking down unnecessarily or earlier than hopeful, in order for young people to be supported onto more appropriate places in a planned, constructive basis. We are community-based workers, so we have an office base. A wee bit of background for you so you can understand the difficulties, I think, for me and other managers in our organisation to have constructive supervision. So all of our staff are community-based. They work between the hours of 8 in the morning and 10 p.m. at night in order to meet the needs of our service users, our young person and their families. We offer 24 hours a day service to our young people, 365 days a year. So there isn't a day of the year at all that Includum closes. In order to support our staff group in that, they have access to 24-hour management support. So it's not me that they have access to 24 hours a day, but I do that on a rota basis. So pretty much from 9 o'clock on Friday past there until 9 o'clock this morning, if you phoned our helpline and asked to speak to a manager, you would have got my dulcet tones on the other end of the phone, basically. Our staff are getting into really, really vulnerable and difficult situations, and pretty much no matter how much we rigorously risk manage that, they don't know what they're getting into another end of the door, you know, to another young person. We have helpline crisis call outs and responses, and as such, supervision is completely integral to everything that we need to do in Includum, because our staff are so isolated at times that they need to be fully supported and engaged in that process. I've had personal kind of first-hand experience of being the supervisee, being supported throughout that with Includum. I started with Includum as a sessional member of staff, and even Includum sessional members of staff get access to 8-weekly supervision, and that's done on a peer basis. So it's competent project workers that will supervise our sessional staff. Team managers will then take on the supervision role of all project workers and assistant project workers. It's genuinely not something that's done to our staff. I kind of started to reflect more on my supervision style, more kind of consciously over the last probably 5 months, more consciously thinking, you know, what is supervision? What do I want to get out of supervision as a manager? What do I want the staff that I'm managing to get out of supervision? And ultimately, how can that inform better practice and more positive outcomes for our, you know, young people or whoever the service user is for your people here? And the reason I started to begin to reflect on that is I was successful in gaining a place on an IRIS leadership course, which was setting up a temporary leadership group for social care services in 2025. Almost forgot what year I was supposed to be thinking about there. And this was about imagining social care and the challenges that we're all going to face in the future. And part of that was about understanding that resources are becoming more tight, but the demand on our staff are just the same, if not greater. And how can we effectively support staff to take on that leadership role from the kind of grassroots right up to chief executive level of organisations? I then spoke to Michelle, who is also from Includum, and kind of tried to inform myself a wee bit more about supervision and what I could do. Includum haven't changed supervision since I've started doing that. So I suppose what I want everybody here to understand is you don't need this to come from an organisational level to say start changing what you're doing with supervision. It's about rephrasing things and being creative in your approach to supervision, having a commitment and verbalising that commitment to that staff member, and being dead upfront and honest and saying that you're expecting something back and that it needs to be a genuine two-way engaged process. So for me, I'll ask project workers and assistant project workers to bring items and bring something to supervision physically so that they're thinking about that before we even step in the door. We have 8-weekly planned supervision sessions, but I also have started to more actively become involved in shadowing staff, because staff can come and tell me what I think I want to hear, but I want to see how creative they are with young people, and I want to see and listen and hear to families and young people that they're engaging with. So for me, when staff come in to supervision, the step into leadership resources that are available there, I've not went and printed screeds of stuff out and sat down with staff and said, oh, you know, we're going to try this all singing, all dancing, something new, because there's so much change happening every single day in our staff group's lives, and I'm sure in you guys, you know, staff teams as well, that for me to verbalise that there was this huge change in supervision, I felt personally that might be one step too much to then have them disengage in that process again, because it's something else they need to learn. So for me, it was about just changing some of the words that I was using. You know, I'm asking some of our project workers, tell me how you're leading those cases. Tell me how you're inspiring that young person. How are you enabling that young person or that family in order to take responsibility to be speaking on their own behalf without you having to advocate for them? So the first step is about getting your staff to take up, to view the autonomy and the kind of permission, not as a tokenistic gesture, but a real tangible thing, that if they see something that's not appropriate to be happening in their care service, that they can challenge that, and they don't need to come and ask me as the manager or you as the manager or 10 you know, telephone calls later, all because a service user or a young person doesn't have something that's their right to have. And it's not about jumping through a million different hoops in order to get to that point, but for me, effective two-way supervision really confirms that back in staff teams' minds. We also, in my team, we supplement that with group supervision. So like some of the staff that I've supervised have identified themselves, and along with me, that in actual fact they have a particular skill within a particular area. And through me supervising other staff in my team, I realised that in actual fact it's something that they could maybe get a wee bit better at. But rather than me doing it to the staff team and me standing up and saying, this is how we should effectively engage really difficult to engage with young people, then it's about me as the manager enabling the staff member that's really good at doing that to take on that leadership role to inspire the other staff within that, so that they can say, do you know what, do you know, John's doing that or Joanne's doing that, and I can do it too. It's not my manager telling me that I can do it, but in actual fact somebody that does the exact same job as me is already doing that, and this is how they're doing it. And then when you see that confidence being built up in that staff member, and they're then coming back and looking at their performance management, because this isn't any extra work for me. In fact, it makes my job easier, because effectively the staff are doing more work, more streamlined, more focused, more, you know, with the young person, the service user in mind. So everything that they're doing is completely linked into the support planning process for that young person. And young people have that voice where they've never had that voice before. And they're able to sit. When I hear staff speaking about going to a children's hearing with a young person who social work wanted to take off a supervision order because they're not engaging. But that's why young people should go on supervision orders, because it's for, you know, young people that don't want services. And when staff members have used, you know, the step into leadership resources and enabling that young person to stand up at their children's hearing and say, I'm not being taken off my supervision order, and this is why, because I completed my support plan and I completed my wellbeing web, and it tells me that I need these services. Just because I don't want them right now doesn't mean that I don't need them. And when you hear staff tell you that, then my job, I kind of talk myself out of a job sometimes, because maybe it means that I don't need to be there, because pretty much the staff are doing what they should be doing. They're being held accountable. It's being transparent. It's performance managed. It's focused on outcomes for young people. And ultimately, I don't have to do all the work, because they bring it with them.